God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Years ago, when I was a freshman in college, we had a phys ed class, and they were trying to teach us soccer, how to play soccer. Now, I'm not a soccer player. I'm an American. But I remember one day someone nailed the ball. I mean, just kicked it as hard as he could. And I was standing between my opponent and the goal, and my nose got in the way of the soccer ball. And I saved the day by accident. I remember people congratulating me on a wonderful play. They thought I had put a head to the ball. The fact is, the ball had put a smack on my nose, and it just throbbed. As it turned out, I did the right thing. I did a good thing, but I did it completely on accident. Have you ever done a good thing or maybe even a right thing on accident? Have you ever done a wrong thing? Have you ever done wrong by accident? All things being equal, we've both done a lot more things that are wrong accidentally and naturally than we've done things that are right by accident. Doing right tends to be a much more deliberate thing. In Leviticus chapter 4, God has an entire chapter about sins of ignorance, and he made provision for his people in such a case. For instance, in verse 13, he talks about when the entire congregation would sin through ignorance. And if the whole congregation of Israel sinned through ignorance, and then what follows is God's provision of a sin offering to restore fellowship. In verse 22, when a ruler hath sinned and done somewhat through ignorance, and what follows is God's provision, the sin offering. In verse 27, and if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, and what follows is God's provision. So all of us do sin. It doesn't matter whether you're a prince or a pauper. All of us do sin. Anyone can be living in ignorance, as the Bible talks about the congregation as a whole, and it talks about the ruler, and it talks about any one of the common people individually. So all of us do sin. Anyone can be ignorant and sin thereby, but no one should be. And what you find here is that God makes provision for ignorance, but God puts a premium on fellowship. For instance, in verse 14, the Bible says, when the sin which they have sinned against it is known, then. There's a when-then proposition. When I come to knowledge of my sin, then there's something that needs to be done about it. Again, in verse 28, or if his sin, this is of the common people, which he hath sinned, come to his knowledge, then. You know, sometimes we don't know what we should know because we're ignoring it. We don't want to know the truth. I don't know about that. It's a willful thing. That's why it's called ignorance. It's ignorance. It's ignoring something that I could know. In those times when I honestly don't know, even though I have a heart to understand as much as I can, when I confess the sin I know, God will give me knowledge of what I need to know and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. If we say that we do no sin, 1 John says, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We don't know the truth because we're not living in light of the truth we do have. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God doesn't want me walking around wringing my hands about what I don't know or worrying that I might be in trouble. But if I have a heart to know, if I have a heart to be in fellowship with God, then God will help me to know what it is I need to know. God puts a premium on fellowship, and that comes from knowledge. That means I need to be willing to know what I need to know and not live in ignorance. The upshot of all this is, the last verse says, and it shall be forgiven him. God makes provision for ignorance. God knows that we're frail, but God puts a premium on fellowship, and none of us should have broken fellowship with God because we refuse to know what could be known.